Château of Enzensberg.
Built on the heights overlooking the hamlet of Enzensberg, the castle has dominated it since the 12th century. It is still today occupied by the family of the Comte Marchand d'Enzensberg, the issue of the forge masters who ran the ironworks the entire length of the Aisch Valley from the 17th century on, bringing prosperity to the whole region, affording a livelihood to peasants, colliers, and workers alike.
Oh, Micey, life is good here.
You're right, Nicky. Iron founding is in its heyday. Everyone has work. Farmers, coal miners, labourers.
And me!
You work?
Well, you see, I am now titled Baron Nicholas d'Enzensberg. And I'm going to have the most beautiful and elegant chateau built for me down there.
You mean you will have it built, Baron Nicky Nicky?
Well, of course. As you just said, everyone must have work.
Here, in the valley, hard by the Aisch, as you enter the chateau by the great Baroque gate, your thoughts are carried immediately elsewhere, wafted into the welcoming glory days of the old forge masters of the Aisch. In the first half of the 17th century, Thomas Bidard built here his imposing forge master's house. This is now the central section of the chateau as we see it today. It was his descendants, raised to the baronetcy, who 100 years later built the impressive pile you now see before you. The gardens, works of Baroque art, were laid out at that time, featuring terraces with pools and decorative stairways, statuary and water features. A walk bordered by sphinxes, urns and mythological figures leads you to the orangery. At the end of this walk, there is a fountain surmounted by a two-headed eagle, the emblem of the Habsburgs.
Watch me dance!
No time!
Nicky, watch! A pirouette!
Leave me alone! I have to work!
You work?
Absolutely! I'm the only one still working since the forge shut down.
Well, I'm glad it shut down. It doesn't smell as bad as it used to. What's that?
I just told you I had to work.
What? Have they opened the forge again?
No! I'm just spreading manure on the flower beds.
The long Hobbitian tunnel, flanking the Aisch and the giant plane tree beside the kitchen garden, are reminders of that time. Other horticultural features of that era, paths, copses, groves, and floral gardens have been added by successive generations of gardeners. The gardens and chateau have been restored since 1990 by the current owner, under the patronage of the Service des Sites et Monuments Nationaux. Here you may wander to your heart's content. These gardens are open to the public from dawn to dusk.